So, how's the tour going so far?
It's going great. Look, I always have fun out on tour. I've got the whole family out on the road with me, and Shane and I touring together is most of the time fun. You know, we're like any normal married couple. We have our moments, but for the most part, we get along all right.
Really? I mean, it must be an extraordinary pressure, though.
Look, this has been my life for such a long time that I don't really know how to do anything else. So it's just as well that this works well, because, Shane and I tour together a lot. My mum is out on the road selling the merchandise. My dad's in the band. My brother does the front of house sound. And there's all these cheap babysitters for my kids out on the road, which is quite handy.
Last time we spoke, it was a couple of years ago, and you were... At that stage, you had just finished actually changing a couple of dirty nappies, which was lovely. You've sort of moved on from that, but it's about to happen again, I believe.
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the funny thing. The littlest one now is three, and so he's out of nappies now. But, yeah, we have another one on the way. So all of that is about to start again.
Some would say you must be slightly crazy, but
I think so.
Obviously, life on the road and being with the family, as you say, it obviously agrees with you, and it's something that you have done for such a long part of your life that it is your life in so many ways.
Yeah, look, it is, and at the end of the day, I think I'm lucky to get to have this sort of lifestyle. You know, not everyone out there gets to do their passion as their job. You know, so I never thought that I'd ever get to play music for a living. I knew I'd always play music to some extent, but I didn't think that, I would be able to actually make a living out of doing it. So, I thank my lucky stars every day when I go out on the road that this is my life, and you just sort of make it work. It's great fun.
What happens, though, when you have a bub number three? Is that sort of an enforced break for a while? Do you try and songwrite during that time? What happens?
Look, we'll take a couple of months off. I'm due in October. So we work up until sort of mid to late September, and then we'll take October and November off and then probably head back out on the road. But like I said, with all my family and everything, it's not as hard as for some women to go back out in the workforce. It means, getting daycare and all of those sort of things. I'm lucky I've got my family on the road with me, so it doesn't mean I have to be apart from my kids, We sort of get to share the two, so it's great.
Mm. I wanted to talk to you a bit about pregnancy and working while you're pregnant as well. We had Sarah Story in here recently, and she's quite close to giving birth and finds it quite hard to sing with that, lump down below. How do you go?
It's early days at this point, but I have toured a lot through both the other pregnancies as well. And it does get a little bit like that later on because you start to lose your breath a lot. What I do on all my gigs, when I'm pregnant is I actually sit down for a lot of the night.
Yeah.
And, we sit down on little stools, which all the rest of the band are happy about anyway. They go, oh, cool, we get to be lazy because Casey's pregnant. So it's great. But I've actually suffered quite a bit of morning sickness with this pregnancy, and I've never really had a lot of that before.
Mm.
So, there's been a little bit of that, which is, makes it a little bit tiring by the end of a trip. But hopefully all of that it should be out of the way soonish. I keep waking up every morning and saying...
And the worst thing is, of course, morning sickness isn't just confined to the morning. So
that's right. I don't know why they call it that. Morning, noon and night.
Oh, dear. Now, tell us a bit about this album. We've been playing bits of it from last year when it came out. What do you like about it?
Look, I think my favourite thing about the Little Bird album is probably the fact that it came about so naturally. I wasn't planning on making an album at all last year, and I, didn't even have one song for it. It wasn't even on my radar to songwrite. I'm not one of those people that writes all the time. Sometimes I'll go a year without writing a song, and it's no big deal. But all of a sudden, all these songs just started pouring out, and I didn't know where they were coming from or where they were going. I didn't even really know till I was about 10 songs in that, I might have an album on my hands, So I just loved how it came about so naturally, and it made it actually sound a lot more like my earlier records, like The Captain and Barricades, which was back when I used to write like that a lot more. I didn't have kids, and I had a lot more time on my hands to just write whenever you know, songs just came out and I didn't sort of have to force it as much. And I love that about, you know, I mean, that's sort of the way that you should be creative, really. But it doesn't always work like that when you're sort of busy and you make a job or a career out of it and you got kids running around and all that. So it was nice to have that again.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And one of the things about working with Shane is, I guess, that you are sort of entwined. You did the album together, Rattlin' Bones. Was that 08 or 09? 08. I think it was 08.
Yeah, it's going back a little while ago now. We still play a lot of songs from that record, and it's still probably one of the most special records I've ever made. You know, there's something about making an album with somebody else for a start, you know, someone that you admire musically, and then when that person just happens to be your husband, it's sort of got an extra sort of special vibe in the album that wouldn't be there, if it was a different situation.
So you do some of those songs in the show?
We do, yeah. We do quite a few Rattlin' Bones, and then we'll do some stuff apart as well where, you know, Shane will play some new and old stuff and I'll play some of my new and old stuff, and then we do some other stuff together. We do some of our favourite covers, and look, it's a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, which is great. I wanted to talk to you as well about the new album and a song we're going to play shortly, Beautiful Mess. How'd this one come about?
It's a song I wrote for my kids, actually, my two boys, Callan and Arlo. And look, I mean, the term beautiful mess pretty much sums them up. Probably a little bit more mess than beautiful, but it's what day you get them on, you know?
Yes. So is it literally, it just sort of came about from watching them, being with them?
Yeah, it was. I was actually babysitting a friend's little boy at the same time that I wrote this song. So I had a bunch of kids running around. And like I said, I normally find it quite hard to write when there's a lot of chaos going on. You know, I have to lock myself in a room by myself and, you know, get into writing mode. But with this album, it was really different. Songs were just pouring out while I was doing my day-to-day things, you know, and looking after the kids and the kids running around, and who'd have thought that'd turn into a song, but it did, yeah.
Amazing how they can come up.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were in Byron Bay over the Easter weekend for the Blues and Roots Festival.
Yeah.
Was that good fun?
Oh, look, it was my 14th year of going up there, actually. I absolutely love it. It's just one of my favourite festivals, you know, that I've ever been to in the whole world, actually. I just love it so much and always get to see a lot of great artists. I mean, Bob Dylan was up there this year and, you know, I got to sit in the audience with my dad and sing along to a bunch of Bob Dylan songs, you know. It was a really great moment and, yeah, we had a great time.
How's Dad going? He's obviously well known for a lot of different people. Bill Chambers, who's just been around and sort of been part of your career since day dot, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. He's out on the road with us still and, I mean, he's got his own album too and he plays some of his own songs on the show, and we have a young special guest called Ashley Dallas, who is from Tamworth and is a great singer-songwriter, musician, and she comes out and does a few songs as well. She does some with Dad and with us, and, yeah, look, we have a great time. Dad's always tagging along, you know.
As dads like to do.
Yeah, you know, helping out with the babysitting and the grandchildren, so that's good.
It's a great feel. Look, it's really nice to talk to you again, Casey. Have a great time. So we're going to see you Canamble at the Bowling Club next Wednesday, and Dubbo at the new Regional Theatre next Thursday, which no doubt will be bumper shows.
Yeah, look, we're looking forward to it. We've often toured out around that area. It's been a while since we've been to Canamble, actually. We were in Dubbo just last year, I think it was, and had a really, really great show. I mean, we actually used to play at the, I think it's the, is it the Garden Hotel?
Yes.
We used to play at the front bar at the Garden Hotel.
Is that right?
Many, many years ago. So I'm glad we're getting a few more people in that now. But, you know, you all got to start somewhere. It was great, you know. One of our old sort of stomping grounds. So we look forward to getting back.
You've moved up a tiny bit in the world since then. Good on you. I'm going to finish up with this new single, Beautiful Mess. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.